University Broadcast Studio.
It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So am I allowed to drink on national radio? I just want to ask because, folks, this is a slap crazy day. And, geez, aloo, America. We've gone plumb nuts. I mean, cheese done slid off the cracker crazy, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes, and by cracker, I don't mean white people. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. It is Wednesday, and it is hump day, and I'm not kidding when I say the country has gone plumb nuts. So we've got a lot of just bizarre stories to share with you, and I told our producers, show bookers, do not schedule any guests during the noon hour of the show because I suspect many of you are going to be very, very upset, dare I say livid, about some of the stories we're going to share with you today. So look, I'm trying to figure out where do we start with the chaos today. What should we poke the stick at first, as they say? You know, let's start with breakfast. Now, here at the Todd Starnes radio program, we believe that it's very important to start the broadcast day with a delicious breakfast, whether it be Red Bull on the Fruit Loops or whether it be a bagel or a sausage biscuit, something delicious to start the day because, call screener Avery knows this. He's a growing boy, and it's a lot of work answering the phones here on this program. So you got to have a nutritious breakfast.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, back in the day, I would enjoy delicious pancakes. And my mother, back in the day, would have a big, big plate of Aunt Jemima pancakes.
Oh,
with
yeah,
with the dollop of butter. Not the margarine, the real stuff, the stuff that clogs the arteries. Just good, wholesome American cow butter. A big dollop there. And then my mom, she would take the Aunt Jemima syrup and she would pour that syrup into a jar and she would put it in the microwave and she would heat it up so there would be this delicious hot syrup that you could pour over the dollop of American cow butter. And you would be able to eat your delicious buttermilk pancakes with the Aunt Jemima syrup.
Oh, yeah. The best breakfast ever were Aunt Jemima pancakes with syrup.
So you had Aunt Jemima in your household.
Is that
what you're racist? You racist.
What, me?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not heard the news, we have the story at toddstarnes.com. Aunt Jemima is no more. The culture jihadists have decided to decapitate, behead our beloved Aunt Jemima.
Okay. All right. Nothing is sacred anymore, I see.
Clearly not on the breakfast table. Here is the story. The Aunt Jemima is owned by Quaker Foods North America. Is that the oatmeal people?
They've yes,
got the
yes,
the
sir.
Quaker guy on. Is he still on the cup? You know, he's a white guy, so I don't know.
William Penn. He's
William. Oh, is that
mascot.
William Penn?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. You see, I learned something new.
I learned that from would you believe it or not, a public college campus.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Did William Penn own slaves?
I believe he did. I don't know.
Avery, could you Google that? Let's find out if William Penn owned slaves. Put a pen. See what I did there?
I see what you did.
Put a pen in that for a moment. But let's check. Come back to me when we can find out if William Penn owned slaves. Because he may not be on the Quaker oatmeal box, if that's the case. So here's the deal. Quaker Foods North America says that they have decided they're going to rebrand Aunt Jemima syrup, rebrand Aunt Jemima pancake mix. She's going to get a new name and a new image. They say the reason why Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype. Now, Aunt Jemima syrup has been around for 130 years. And on the cover originally, the mascot was according to this report, was a minstrel-like character, a black woman named Aunt Jemima. And it's delicious syrup. Kristen Kropel, who is the vice president and chief marketing officer of Quaker Foods, said, We recognize Aunt Jemima's origins are based on a racial stereotype as we work to make progress toward racial equality. Through several initiatives, we must also take a hard look at our portfolio of brands and ensure they reflect our values and meet our consumers' expectations. So they say the new brand will be appropriate and respectful, but it realized the changes were still insufficient. So even though they have eradicated Aunt Jemima from the grocery store aisle, they say that is still not enough. And so they're going to give $5 million to the African-American community so they can launch some sort of a dialogue. You know what, guys? I went in on that dialogue. I'll take $25,000. I won't be greedy.
I'll take some, too. Yeah, why not?
I'll take some of that cash. Ms. Kropel said the company has worked to update the brand to be appropriate and respectful, but it realized the changes were insufficient. And meanwhile, the BLM crowd is very upset over this. One woman called Aunt Jemima a retrograde image of black womanhood on store shelves. That's Riche Richardson, an associate professor at Cornell University, on the Today Show. It's an image that harkens back to the antebellum plantation. Aunt Jemima is the kind of stereotype is premised on this idea of black inferiority and otherness. What is otherness? I guess that's otherness is not thisness. Thisness is thisness, but otherness would be otherness, I suppose. So there you have it, folks. If you haven't already done so, you might want to go ahead and head on down to the Piggly Wiggly or the Winn-Dixie and get yourself some Aunt Jemima syrup and Aunt Jemima pancake mix, because it's not going to be around much longer. And you know, this reminds me of what happened a few years ago with Uncle Ben's rice. Remember Uncle Ben? So Uncle Ben came under fire from the culture jihadist. And they said it was a racial stereotype. So now Uncle Ben is no longer a farmer or a farm worker. Uncle Ben is now the owner of the company. So you can't make this up. And you really do wonder, folks, where does all of this, what is the end game here? I told you earlier this week about the cancel culture. I wrote an entire book about this in October, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. And that is the term I have given to these leftists who want to literally eradicate our history. They want to destroy anything they find offensive, which is why at this very moment they are literally yanking down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Christopher Columbus. They are renaming buildings. The University of Virginia, we're going to get into this in just a moment. The University of Virginia announced that they are changing their athletic logo because it was designed, because the design was linked to slavery. You folks listening to us in Nevada right now on the Nevada Talk Network, the University of Nevada, the rebels, the running rebels, they're getting rid of your mascot. Apparently, you folks out there, you have a racist mascot. You can't use the rebel. This is what a culture jihad looks like. I tried to warn people about it, but I'm telling you, my book was so controversial that I was not even allowed to appear on primetime, a Fox News channel. And I actually worked at the network at the time. It was that controversial. Everyone thought I was off my rocker. They thought that as I prognosticated, as I predicted where we were going as a country, they thought that I was some sort of a Looney Tune. But it turns out that I was pretty darn accurate, give or take a monument or two. I didn't think they would go after Aunt Jemima. I thought that was sacrosanct. You're not going to touch a man's syrup. You know, it's a sticky wicket, if you will. So here's what I want to know. What's next? What do you think they're going to target next? And how do you respond to this, folks? All of you people out there in Nevada, they're going after your mascot. You're not going to be able to be the running rebels anymore. You folks in Virginia, And the Carolinas, by the way, they're Clemson University, they're coming after you. By the way, call screener Avery, what's the verdict on William Penn?
Okay, the verdict on William Penn, according to PennsylvaniaHistory.com, is that, yes, William Penn did own slaves, but however, he adopted, at best, a paternalistic attitude toward black slaves, looking upon a slave not as the property of the master, but as a member of the family.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
That's even worse. So you know what? Officially, you hear it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We will make the prediction by the end of business day, oatmeal will be racist. Oatmeal. Just go ahead and mark it down. Go ahead and mark it down. This is where we are, folks. This is where we are. And if you think this is crazy, wait until you hear what the Boy Scouts are up to. They have just announced, and we're going to get into this in just a moment. The Boy Scouts have just announced they are launching a diversity and inclusion merit badge. And you have to have this badge if you want to reach the rank of Eagle Scout. So there you go. Even the Boy Scouts, or they're really not Boy Scouts anymore. They're just Scouts. You could be, many of the Scouts now have lady parts. And so now the Scouts are becoming woke, and they're going to have a brand new merit badge promoting diversity and inclusion. All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines. Get your reaction to what's happening with Aunt Jemima, what's happening with the Boy Scouts, what's happening with all of the statues coming down around America. I'm telling you, folks, this is a war. This is a war on American culture. And you can either take a stand and defend this country, or you can cower in fear in your home. But I'm telling you, everybody is going to have to be held accountable here. Everybody. What was it Bonhoeffer said? Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. We got a whole mess of evil right now in America. 844-747-8868. A toll-free number, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. That's right, but Mrs. Butterworth and Colonel Sanders doing the dirty dancing. Remember that? Jeez-a-loo. It was horrible. Do you remember that, Bill Maine? It was the KFC commercial.
Absolutely.
Kentucky Fried, back when it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I don't think they can say Kentucky anymore. But no, it's KFC, yeah. And the Colonel and Mrs. Butterworth. We used to collect the Mrs. Butterworth bottles as kids. My mother used to put flowers in them.
That was pretty great packaging, too.
I love the bottles. They were great, yeah.
I don't want to say that Mrs. Butterworth was a shapely woman, but it was a very nice bottle.
she
had curves in all the right places.
Yeah, she was sweet.
That's why Colonel Sanders was giving her the eye.
There you go.
They were doing very inappropriate things there on national television.
Just don't drop her. She is rather fragile, though, right?
Sticky wicket, that is. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You do wonder, though. I mean, at what point are they going to say, you know what? KFC, Colonel Sanders wearing a white suit. He's wearing a hat. No, it's not pointy. That's not the point. He's wearing a hat. He's a white man. He's a colonel. He must be a white supremacist. We've got to ban KFC. I don't care if it's finger-licking good, it's finger-licking racist. That's what they're going to say.
Well, what's interesting...
All right, let's get...
Hang on, Tom. What's interesting is Mrs. Butterworth was never a real person. Neither were any of those people you talked about. But Colonel Sanders was the actual colonel who... I mean, that was... He actually started KFC.
Bill Maine, that makes it worse because he's white, Bill Maine.
Well,
that
he
means
also,
he's evil. He's privileged.
He also mentored Dave Thomas of Wendy's, so now we got a problem there.
And she's a redhead.
Yeah.
That's a... Grace Baker, our esteemed reporter for the radio show, is looking at me very strangely right now. I think I may have triggered somebody. I don't know. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Little Rock, Arkansas. Freddie listening to us on KARN. Freddie, what do you have to say about Aunt Jemima?
It's good to speak with you. I just think that, are you there?
Oh, yes. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
I just think that, now hear me out. I'm a black guy. I'm going to say that. I'm black like the black sheriff. Okay. I'm black now. I'm a black guy like the black John CNN and the sheriff, but they want to let everybody know he's black. I'm black. And let me say this about Aunt Jemima and the statues and stuff just coming down. Now, with all due respect, when this country, the history of this country, some slaves were owned and had inventions for elevator, wheelbarrow, but the owner of the slaves got the credit and recognition. Some recipes, I've heard that it was the last name by the name of Churches Woman, who was the one who actually was doing the cooking for KFC over 100 years ago, or what have you not. And it was her recipe, but since she was a slave, she didn't get credit and got robbed. But about the statues, for instance, man.
Wait. Hold on. You lost me on the 11 herbs and spices there, Freddie. So you're mm-hmm. saying that Colonel Sanders didn't come up with the recipe?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that back in the days. Well, I'm just going to end it with the statues. When your history as a country is built on rape, murder, robbery, and pillaging the whole world primarily, you're going to have to take all the statues down, or say, hey, if you guys don't want to be here, and you all think everything is racist, then maybe we should separate like a wife and a husband who can no longer get together. In peace, separate, just like in we had two kids at school fighting, separation has to be an option. And I think that separation between the blacks who would prefer to be in a separate state or territory would be a viable option. I think it's going to come to that, and Trump is the president to make a deal. I think that the blacks who want to separate should be allowed to, and those who want to stay under this here that's present, I think that they should be allowed, and you know, and they're yours.
But well, where do you want him to go, Freddie? Where would everybody go? I mean, how would that work?
Well, the same way that they took land from the Palestinians and gave it to Israel. They didn't ask about that.
The West Bank? You want to send everybody to the West Bank? I don't know.
You got Indians on reservations. You got land for them, right? Even though where it is, they're not getting treated too highly either right now. You know, but you took Israel. You took Palestinians' land and give it to Israel and give them billions of dollars every year. They haven't built nothing for America. Black people built this country primarily. Slaves, free. You see what I'm saying? But can't get anything. Not even a 2-cent tax for a Black Community Revitalization Act. And it's insane. And all of the, I love listening to you guys because I love hearing you all's perspective. And you know, it's sad that every time you make mockery. Mostly.
Well, I'm not making a mockery, but I got to be honest with you, Freddie. Colonel Sanders was born in 1890. I'm fairly certain Colonel Sanders did not have slaves. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know if that's such a great idea, creating a new country. I mean, the West Bank's already kind of crowded. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Your reaction to what Freddie had to say, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Hey folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. And by the way, want to say a very special hello to all of our brand new listeners in Cadillac, Michigan and Elk Rapids, Michigan. We want to welcome WATT, that's AM 1240, and WMKT, that's 1270 AM. That's a big old radio station, too, 27,000 watts. Great to have you guys with us now broadcasting the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Folks, we're just adding new stations every week here, and it's so exciting, and we're just so honored to have the folks here at McDonald Garber Broadcasting as a part of our broadcast day. So here's the deal, and you guys know the drill. New callers from our stations in Nevada And now in Michigan, if you guys called the show today, you get on the air, we're going to hook you up with a great prize package, 844-747-8868. Again, that is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. We are going to go to the phones in just a moment, but I wanted to bring you some additional information on that situation out of Nevada at UNLV. And this is from the woke reporters over at ESPN. The university has removed the Hey Reb statue, and they are now looking at changing the mascot after widespread social justice protests. So there you have it, UNLV now considering a change of the mascot. You guys are the running rebels out there, and they're looking to make a name change. They're returning the statue to whoever donated it. Well, that ought to be a nice conversation piece in somebody's house. So... Marge, bring some iced tea over to the Reb statue. Pull up a chair. Let me tell you the story about Hey Reb. Very disappointing news out of Nevada. And, of course, the big story today is, once again, the cancel culture out there banning Mrs. Butterworth, Aunt Jemima. So Aunt Jemima's getting the heave-ho. Kind of makes you wonder what's next. And I have a running list, and maybe you do too. But I'm wondering what kind of a food product they're going to target next. On my list, Oreo cookies. Oreo cookie sandwich. You have the chocolate wafers and with the white fluffy center. Have you had the mega stuff, by the way, Avery or Bill Main? They're delicious cookies.
I've had the double stuffed. I've never experienced the mega stuff.
You've got to get the mega stuff. It makes the double stuff pale because it's mega.
That scares me.
So I've got Oreo cookies. I've got Uncle Ben's rice on my list. Someone just called in from Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, said Mr. Clean may be on the list. And Duke's mayonnaise, because, you know, mayonnaise is white. And I'm also wondering about the flour. White lily flour. That's going to trigger somebody. And, of course, anything to do with cotton. The fabric of our lives. Let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. John, listening to us on the Mighty 990 KWAM in Memphis. Hi, John. What's going on today?
Todd, before I talk about the main reason I called, I just want to say something about what the man said that talked to you a little while ago. And I want to be the first to vote yes and letting the people that want to be separated from us to give them Oregon, Washington State, and California. I'm the first one to vote yes.
Just have a move to the nation of Chaz. I mean, it's a brand-new country. They're still putting together the Constitution. You know what? I think that's a brilliant idea.
I do, too. Everything would be fine then, I believe. But anyway, the main reason I called was all this money that these corporations are pledging to BLM, who will be tracking this money? And the reason I'm worried about it, because I want to make sure there's no money spent on buying arms.
Well, that's a fair question. And I mean, I'm not quite sure there's a way to track, you know, we certainly would know as a nonprofit, we would know who's donating. But as far as what they do with that money, that's really up to the Black Lives Matter group. So you're concerned if I'm reading this right, John, is that some of the millions of dollars being donated by Hollywood and these corporations could be used to buy weapons.
Exactly. That's what I'm worried about.
It's a valid concern, but honestly, John, I'm not sure anybody even cares, because right now, and Tucker Carlson brought this up, right now, Black Lives Matter is more popular than President Trump is. I mean, it's unbelievable, but that is the reality of the situation. And anyone who dares speak out against Black Lives Matter, there's you know what to pay for that.
Yeah, Todd, I'm embarrassed as a United States citizen to even let somebody from another country know that I live in the United States. I'm embarrassed for the USA.
Why are you embarrassed, John?
I can't believe that we would ever have gotten to this point where we would let a group of people just run all over our laws and we sit back and do nothing.
John, look, I understand your frustration. I do. But I, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week. This is what the fundamental transformation looked like. This is what Obama was up to behind the scenes. He was so busy radicalizing the Pentagon and the Internal Revenue Service and weaponizing the deep state to take out conservatives. We were so busy focusing on that that we did not truly grasp what was happening in public schools around this country. And what we're watching now is the result of a radicalized education system. They have radicalized a generation of young people to hate America, to hate what we stand for. And that's why you see these young people, these young millennials and the Generation Zers out there yanking down statues and burning down police precincts. They think they're doing God's work. And in their minds, God is Barack Hussein Obama, Chicago Jesus, if you will.
So. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Well, I love this country, and I'll back this country 100%. And everybody needs to start praying that Donald Trump is reelected.
Amen. Look, you know what, John? Thank you for that call, John. Folks, John is absolutely right. You really want to destroy this nation? You go ahead and elect Joe Biden. You better get your butt out there and you better go vote. If you're early vote, I don't care. Go out there and vote. All right, let's go to Keith, who is a truck driver somewhere in, he's in Florida, but he's originally from Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Keith, what's going on?
Oh, not much. There's down there the sunshine and the heat.
It's a little warm down in Florida, from what I understand. What do you make of all this chaos out there? And, you know, you wanted to weigh in on what Freddie was talking about. And for those of you just joining us, Freddie wanted to basically, he alluded to the fact that Colonel Sanders may not have created Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I think broader than that, he suggested creating a separate country for folks who want to go somewhere else, I guess self-segregate.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, I'll be 64 this year. I'm white. I'm a lifelong Democrat, but not Democrat of this era. I'm a Democrat from, I guess, from before I was even born or whatnot. I believe like they used to believe. And far as, you know, people of color and whatnot, I've had many different jobs and whatnot. I worked with many, many different people of color. And far as I know, they were all paid the same as I was paid.
You know, Keith, that's an interesting point because, you know, I'm 52, and as near as I can tell, I don't know of anyone who owned slaves back in the 1980s. I don't recall anyone who was, you know, who owned a plantation in the 1980s. And honest to goodness, you know, I remember working a part-time job. My boss was a black guy, moved on up the corporate ladder, you know, at the place where I work. So I you know, again, I'm just not seeing where the oppression is.
Yeah, and as far as the Aunt Jemima deal, you know, far back as I could remember, whatnot. And you could probably relate to this. I don't care what color you are. Up until now, you've always loved Aunt Jemima.
Well, of course. Well, everybody loves Aunt Jemima. And Keith, to your point, the thing that just drives me nuts, these folks out there, these woke leftists, who are, and especially the ones that are riddled with white guilt. You know, they've never been in a black neighborhood before. They've never sat down and eaten at a predominantly black-owned restaurant. They've never gone to church in a, you know, or if they do go to church at some lily-white leftist church, they've never, you know, the church I go to, it is multi-ethnic. We have people of all different races worshiping. Back when I lived in Brooklyn, I used to take the subway up to Harlem so I could get some good fried chicken and get good collard greens and good eating, because that's where it was. And some people at Fox News even called me a racist for that. You know, that's just outrageous. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of people dividing us because of our skin color. That's not who we are. That's not how I was raised. Keith, I guarantee you, that's not how you were raised either. And many of you listening to this radio show right now, you weren't raised like that. And you know it. And they know it. We have a bunch of professional race agitators and mainstream media anchors who hate Donald John Trump. And they're looking at the current landscape and they're going, you know what? Well, maybe if we're burning down the country, maybe then Joe Biden could win the election. That's what this is really all about. All right, we got to take a break here. We're going to get to your calls. I got to tell you about the Boy Scouts when we come back, because they've completely lost it. And moms, dads, if you have a child in the Scouts right now, you need to yank them out, put them in Trail Life USA, a good and decent and God-loving and God-fearing scouting organization. Because the Boy Scouts, they're gone. Gone. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're with Todd Starnes.
Folks, we're cooking with gas this hour of the show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. I've got so much to say. I'm gonna have to talk about Coach Mike Gundy in the next hour. Shame on you, sir. And all I can say is, all of you men out there, these football players like Drew Brees, Coach Mike Gundy, these guys, instead of standing up for their value system and taking pride in what they believe, they're apologizing, they're capitulating, because they've been smacked around. Look, I get it. This is a ugly mob out there. But you know what? All I can tell you is, grow a pair, America. Stand up for what you believe in. You want to talk about death threats? You want to talk about the angry mob coming after you, trying to get you fired? You know what? I'm happy to have that conversation. I had the entire National Association of Hispanic Journalists marching on my former employer, demanding that I be fired because I said what's happening at the border is an invasion. We have been invaded by illegal aliens, an army, a mob of illegal aliens. So I get it. But what I don't understand is, all of these guys out there making a heck of a lot more money than I am, millions of dollars, and they don't have the moral fortitude, they don't have the man parts to stand their ground and defend what they say. I mean, really, Drew Brees? You're going to turn your back on America? You're going to turn your back on the sacrifice of your family to satisfy the bloodlust of the Black Lives Matter crowd? Really, you're going to do that, sir? Shame on you. Shame on you. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. I want to go to the Boy Scouts. Despicable group. You know what? They started sacrificing their values, and before you know it, they got nothing left. Nothing at all. So the Boy Scouts just announced that they are going to be implementing a brand new merit badge that is mandatory for any child wanting an Eagle, wanting to reach the rank of Eagle Scout. The Boy Scouts of America stands with Black families and the Black community because we believe that Black lives matter. This is not a political issue. It is a human rights issue, and one we all have a duty to address. That is why, as an organization, we commit to introducing a specific diversity and inclusion merit badge that will be required for the rank of Eagle Scout. They also say they are going to review every program to ensure diversity and inclusion are ingrained at every level for participants and volunteers. They are going to apply a standard that promotes racial equality and denounces racism, discrimination, inequality, and injustice. And they are also going to conduct a review of property names, events, and insignia in partnerships with local councils. In other words, folks, they're about to do what they're doing to the statues right now. They're going to culturally cleanse what's left of the Boy Scouts. That's what's happening. I just received a message from one of our listeners. Hello, Mr. Starnes. The Boy Scouts have lost their mind. I received the honor of Eagle Scout last year. I'm glad I could get out of there before it fell apart. I feel bad for those that are still in because I don't think they will ever make it through. I'm telling you, folks, there is a war on America. There is a war on the fabric of this nation. And you remember the Boy Scouts, a once storied organization, an organization that raised up generations of young men, molding those young men into godly men who took a stand and fought wars and defended freedom. It's all gone. Thank goodness for groups like Trail Life USA. And some of you have been asking on our Facebook live stream, what is the name of that organization? It's Trail Life USA. Tens of thousands of families have joined Trail Life, and many of them former Boy Scouts, looking for a place where they can take their son and they can watch that boy be trained and raised up and grow up into a man. But I got to tell you something, Bill Main and Avery, the call screener. I'm curious about this diversity and inclusion merit badge that the Boy Scouts are. I mean, what are they going to have to do? And I've come up with some of the ideas. I don't know. We're trying to get information on what the boys have to do to get their diversity and inclusion badge. I don't know. Build a Molotov cocktail from scratch?
Maybe.
Loot a store in less than 60 seconds?
That's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
Repent of white privilege, like having like a public confessional.
If I'm being totally honest, they're probably going to somehow mix that into the
in their curriculum. Yeah.
The scout pledge, whatever it is. I never was a Boy Scout.
And there has to be something in the issue of, because when you talk about inclusion, that's usually LGBTQIA+.
Yes, they've added two letters now.
So there may be a separate merit badge for proper use of personal pronouns. I'm thinking. I don't know. I mean, what? I'm also thinking that for Eagle Scout, you're going to have to be a community organizer. So that certainly seems to, you know, that's kind of a thing these days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Folks, I'm telling you. It is slap crazy, and I'm curious your reactions about where we are going. What do you think we ought to do? How should we respond to this? What do you say to the head football coach at Oklahoma State University who apologized for wearing a freaking T-shirt? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. You can read these stories on our website, toddstearns.com. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.